Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I almost texted you this, actually, but I figured you'd already heard
it. This might be the worst one, man.
Yeah, but wait to the hook. Wait, no, this is the weird cousin. Yeah, get this guy out of here.
Cousin on here, too?
Well, there's a weird part where they scream Ohio.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, they did, Vince, regular WIP afternoon show listener, sent me a song. AJ and Big Justice did a pro LeBron song.
Are they from Ohio?
No, they're from New Jersey.
Why did they do a LeBron song and they shouted out Ohio in a song?
So we learned yesterday per Jack.
Any thoughts, Ike, on that?
Well, we found out it's a slander.
Yeah, we found out that saying something is Ohio is calling something lame.
Oh.
We didn't know that.
Who knew that?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Why not, I don't even think you can really pick
Jesse
that up.
Jesse Owens
from
is turning over in
clues.
His grave right now, man.
Like, why not Wyoming? I mean,
Wyoming's great.
Yeah, no, why?
Well, who knows that?
Well, Jackson Hole's in Wyoming, right?
Wyoming
beautiful.
Is thought of as nicer than Ohio.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because I think Wyoming's like open, beautiful space.
What
Ohio
about Indiana?
Like, Indiana
sucks.
Indiana's another good one.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about the Buckeye State.
Missouri?
You don't know anything about Ohio.
It's a nice state, but I don't think
it's
people think of Ohio as like...
The heartland.
How many people vacation to Ohio?
Well, I wouldn't vacation there.
People go to Wyoming. What was the joke Kim Noah said? He was like, I don't think I'm taking a vacation in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the Northeast Ohio. That's up top.
Right. All right. Maybe Ohio's different.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike. Adjusted Twitter poll that Jack did that we asked. Do you believe that Philly sports fan has changed? And if so, is it for the better? Yes, and it's worse. Yes, and it's better. No, we haven't changed. So with the new option in there, yes, and it's worse, where would you think it would go? So options, yes, it's worse. Yes, it's better. No, it hasn't changed.
I would say it's gone. Yes, it's better still.
Yes.
Slightly.
It is. It is 43.9% yes, it's better. 37.5% no, and we haven't changed. By the way, we have changed. I don't accept
that. But
the
teams have changed too.
Yes, but fans have changed.
Right.
And yes, and it's worse, 18.6%, which isn't a number I expected, actually. I didn't expect that to be that high. 215-592-9494, Tuesdays with Elliot. David in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Whoa. David? He's sleeping. I love when he's sleeping.
This is a girthy
sleep. Right here. This is a deep one.
It's like a moist sleep.
Yeah, let him go.
Moist.
Yeah, the girthy.
That's the only thing you could think of.
Well, sleep it wasn't have. Just like a regular snore. It was like a girthy, wet snore.
Then you did it again.
David. David.
Yeah, what?
Turn over.
Spike's about to be like, Jalen wasn't that good last year.
The dagger.
He didn't throw it enough.
The dagger is overrated.
I think they got him.
David,
what's up, David?
No. Would you agree the dagger has become the clear best play from that game?
Yeah, let me ask you this.
It's not the best play from the game.
I think it's the most memorable play. Like, when you think of that game, that's what you think of.
That's what you think of.
I think it's the majority.
Who do you think is the face of the 24-25 Eagles?
Or Saquon, the 25 probably. Eagles.
Okay, the so you face? Would still say, yeah, Saquon.
Oh, Saquon. Yeah.
I think Saquon's probably the face of the team. Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jalen is, if not two, like, he's right there because he's the quarterback, but I think Saquon's probably the face of the team.
All right, I didn't know how you would answer that. No, yeah. The dagger will get replayed over and over and over again because it's a great offensive play.
Yeah.
It's the best offensive play of the game.
Of the game, yes. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, it just came when it didn't matter
When you think, like, to Spike's point, I think we will see more replays of the dagger in our lifetime than we will the pick six.
I agree with you.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
On social, it seems to be leaning that way. Maybe people are tired of tweeting dagger. To pick six, but I feel like I see so much more dagger.
Well, that's just...
And it has a nickname.
It does have a nickname.
Well.
And that does help, like Philly special, like that, you know.
Oh, God.
It does.
Was it 34-0, 27-0?
27-0.
Like, we try to make this play
special. It ended the game.
We can make this play special, try to as you want to, but it wasn't.
It actually wasn't.
Nick
himself said, if we get this, we'll
win. I don't
win.
Care what Nick said.
Wow, I took his spike pills this morning.
I'm just saying that. I didn't take my spike pills. What are you talking about? We're just talking about a play that we're over-dramatizing.
I agree with
no
you.
Reason.
I agree with you.
Well, it was a great play. And it clinched.
Which play came at a bigger moment?
The pick six.
Okay, then. Yeah. Rest my case.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18 games looks like 2027 is the earliest that they'll do it. That is per Roger Goodell. But it seems like it's definitely going to happen.
The 18 games.
The 18-game schedule. And that will be a two-bye, I assume. Two byes if they do 18 games. That's what they've said
before.
So
then they'll go to what, 19 weeks or 20 weeks?
Yeah.
I would say that's 20 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there you go. That's just math right there.
Into the middle of February. You a pro 18-game guy? I don't even like 17 games, to be honest with you.
I like the preseason, so for me, I do. Not to circle back around, but like we are gonna lose a preseason.
Good.
Game. I know that's how you all feel. I love the preseason games because I watch them practice, so I do enjoy those. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. I mean, you don't want the season to be going into like March, you know? Like if the Super Bowl is being played like the last week of February, I think you're pushing it a little there. But
yeah,
it started Labor Day weekend,
so started earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't cut into training camp, though.
There is no training camp.
I mean, I.
Well, they would just get rid of a preseason game. It wouldn't change anything.
This year.
You guys.
No, I'm saying they're going to practice regardless, but they're not missing anything.
Well, if they cut training camp shorter, I would be disappointed in that. That would be just
I don't think
opinion.
They would cut training camp shorter.
So just start earlier, you're saying?
Yes.
Like they would report to training camp like mid-July.
1 week earlier.
Yeah.
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 I just see that.
They're not doing any more work.
I see that empty time of February, and I think the NFL looks at that and salivates.
Yeah, I agree.
And says like, well, we could, are you kidding me? We could own February too? Let's own February.
Well,
like,
also, until the NFL.
Baseball's not there till March.
Until the NFL does one thing that doesn't work, they're just going to keep trying. Like they went to Christmas and they got massive ratings.
Yep. I don't say, yeah, it really don't matter where you put it at. People are going to watch the NFL. It don't matter when it's played.
I bet the Eagles are on Christmas this year. They got three games. The Eagles aren't going international. The Eagles are, if not the biggest team in the league, they're certainly top five.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, please be a road game.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I feel the exact opposite. I'd much
rather. You want to be working on Christmas?
I have to go to the road
Oh, that's
game.
Right. You're yeah. right. Yeah, so, you're right.
You know,
yeah.
Well, you don't have to go.
Well, I mean,
well, yeah, he does.
I have missed one before, but that was circumstantial.
Well, no, it's because it's in Detroit.
No, it was in Dallas. But yeah. Please, I spent three straight Thanksgivings at Eagles games, I'm pretty sure.
215-592-9494.
Hold on, real quick, though. Is that for Insider of the Year credit? Are you looking for that, Elliot, or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well.
I know, but it felt more like speculative.
Christmas Day, huh?
Yeah, we'll be celebrating together at the pregame show.
You haven't...
You're right. So they're either going to get Christmas Day, or do you think they would get Thanksgiving?
So I'd rather
or
have
Black
them...
Friday.
I'd rather have them get Thanksgiving because I don't like the holiday as much.
Oh, I love Thanksgiving.
I think Christmas is way better.
No, Thanksgiving's better. No presents.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just Thanksgiving with presents. That's exactly what Christmas is.
Yeah, but presents make it worse.
Why do it make it worse? It makes it better.
No, it's stress.
You like getting presents?
I don't care about getting presents. I'm an adult.
Yeah. What house are you in? Yeah, we don't get presents. Yeah, I'm not going to be getting the same pajamas or a different color for the last 10 years.
Yeah, my wife gets me presents, but
it doesn't sound like you like them.
No, I like spending time with everyone.
She doesn't watch the YouTube clip of that. No. I'm just kidding.
No, she knows my thoughts on presents.
Yeah, you did just sleep in a dog kennel for 24 hours, so I feel like you have enough good points.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Give me a break
but
on that.
But I'm saying, I just hate this thing with presents where everyone's like, oh, presents. Like, why can't we like presents? What's wrong with enjoying presents?
Here, I don't like mandatory presents. I like, well, I saw this something for you. I want to make you feel good. That's great. When everybody has to get presents, there's this pressure. And when you've been, you haven't been with your wife that long. When you've been together, we've been together 15 years.
Yeah, it's longer. Yeah. Been there like 8 years.
Yeah, well, it's twice as long.
Yeah, you're right.
8 years is still long, though.
Yeah, but you get
to... That's not 8 months.
No, but you get to a point. You get to a point where you're like, what do I buy you?
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I agree. She just tells me what to buy and I buy it.
Yeah, so that's...
Right, but it's still a present.
But that
kind
of loses some of
presents.
The specialness of it.
But guess what?
Nobody
on Thanksgiving... Damn
about that. That was the best. When we discovered that, putting gifts in a
spreadsheet?
Yes, in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, just send the links, be like,
and just send
color?
The links to everybody in the house. Yeah. Wow, that was the best.
But again, on Thanksgiving, you don't get any of that.
Yeah, but that's what I enjoy, being around everyone and having a family time
good
without
news, buddy.
The presents.
You can do that at Christmas as well.
Not as much, because everybody sort of does their own thing on Christmas as well.
Agree to disagree on this one.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like,
is what
everything
it is.
You do on Thanksgiving, you can't do on Christmas.
I'll tell you what a great gift would be, Ike.
What would that
for your loved one?
Oh man,
it's called a big dose of D.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. In your stocking.
How?
This year.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
As long as you wash it.
Yep. With the stocking.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I'm
Blue Chew is the look. You want to do a little early holiday shopping? You tell her that you went to BlueChew.com.
There
use
you go.
Promo. Don't tell her you use promo code 94. You got it for free.
Yeah.
Tell her you paid the price, which is cheaper because it's made and shipped here in the USA. But you're going to get your first month for free with Blue Chew by using code 94. You just have to pay for shipping, which is just $5. Blue Chew is going to make you a better lover.
Yep.
I mean, it is. It is what
it's
it is.
Something to be thankful for.
It is something to be thankful for. It is the same, exact same ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. But Ike, it's chewable.
There you go.
No tablet. You don't have to worry about having a glass of water, whatever. You could be driving home. Maybe it's Christmas Eve.
Swallow it.
You
swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Chew it and swallow it.
Oh,
in
that's
this,
right.
In
chew
this
it first.
Particular case.
Yep. And then find the mistletoe.
Yes. Find the mistletoe and then put the mistletoe in the bedroom.
Yeah.
There you go.
You go.
The adult version.
The great thing about Blue Chew, as all these other great things, it's all online. So no doctor's visits, no annoying, long, awkward visits to the pharmacy. They ship it to you direct in Jack A.
Discreet hard package.
There it is. Comes right into your mailbox. Again, go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. It's free for the first month. Courtesy of the WIP Afternoon Show. You only pay the shipping. And then you
can chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Nick in Collegeville.
Amazing.
You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
I mean, I don't understand why you prep so hard. Spike, you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, try
Six.
To put a good show together.
Yeah.
And then you bring this dude on stage.
Completely ruins it. Yep.
Well, it's already in the schedule. What can you do? Yeah. You know, it's like a speed bump.
He knows only the first hour on Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, ESP, I mean, the guy that literally comes out and says he loves training camp better than a regular in postseason.
It's my like, favorite time of the year.
It's where he shines.
No, that's what I just said.
Just wait till I'm on Hard Knocks.
So
wait till they got Jalen's training camp stats up there on each episode.
That's why he wants Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put a little trademark next to it.
There we go. It all comes around.
When are we getting the parade for the best record-breaking preseason of all time? The best quarterback ever. Not in Eagles history, but clearly probably NFL history. When's that?
Well, if it didn't happen last year, I don't think he'll do it again this year. It's hard to break records. So
he's already said it twice.
Yeah,
he's
true,
said
maybe.
It twice.
I mean, he's elite at taking care of the ball, so I guess it's not crazy to think he could do it again.
All right.
He's absolutely elite at taking care of the ball.
Half the time.
Oh, my God.
All the time.
Not all the time.
2022.
I tagged you in, Nick. You're in. I'm out. You're all in, right. Nick. Go ahead.
I throw the towel in. I don't even want to take a punch. It's not like I'm afraid of him. He's not the George Foreman. I just don't want to get in the ring with him.
Yeah, I don't want to get in the ring either. Boxing hasn't gone well.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here.
Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Eagles are fans.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Why is boxing not going well?
I'm just not really good at it.
Shocking.
Wow.
Like, I enjoy doing it. It's a good workout. But the whole time, I feel like I'm not really sure what I'm doing. There's, like, the even numbers and odd numbers, southpaw, regular stance.
Are you fighting other people?
No, just a bag.
Oh, okay. You're smoking that bag, though.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do. I get it's a good workout. I do think I hit hard. I'm just not really sure what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, but all it's right. All right. I'm a little afraid to go back, but we'll see.
George Foreman hit hard. He never moved his feet, and he was a heavyweight champion. So.
Yeah. All right, maybe I got a shot. Yeah,
he could be a heavyweight champion, ESP. Listen, we know you can kick a field goal, and we know you can ride a thoroughbred in a Kentucky Derby.
Well, I did win the field goal competition twice, so yeah, that's up, not up for dispute.
You could be a heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Nick.
But seriously.
Yeah. Nick, do you think that I did prepare, and I know you called about the Philly fans thing. Do you think that we're different for better or for worse?
Well, Monster, I'm going to answer it with a question. Should we be different or shouldn't we be different? Because we went to the World Series with Bryce, and then we won we won a Super Bowl, went to the World Series, lost a Super Bowl, won another Super Bowl. If the Phillies get deep and get to the NLCS and the Eagles get to the NFC championship game, we're the city that should be peacocking around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I agree.
Right now.
So answer your question with another question?
Sure.
Do you want the athletes to come into the season every year acting different, sure, or do you want them to do what they did the year before?
No, listen, you're right. I know where you're going with this. You're absolutely right. But here's the problem with the 9 games that the Phillies played.
Yes.
If you correlate that with a ratio to the Eagles.
But you can't.
9/10 of a game.
Will be one game.
But you can't. That's not, the sports are completely different. They have played 9 complete games. They haven't played 9/10 of one game. They've played 9 complete games.
Of 162 games.
What's that?
So, of 162 games, which is 9/10 of an Eagles game.
But you can't compare it to football. They've played 9 complete games. And in those 9 complete games, they have three of the major things that I think we all talked about. Number one, being chasing, taking walks, not striking out. That was one of the major things. Another major thing that people didn't talk about enough, I don't think, was Bryce taking a vocal leadership role with the team. And the thing that nobody even asked for, but I think we're all relieved, is the daycare thing, completely gone. Them treating this season, but even Rob Thompson, maybe even managing in a more urgent style than he had before. These are all incredible signs. It's only 9 games, but it's 9 complete games that they've played and done it differently. And they just did it against the Dodgers. They walked 11 times against the Dodgers in the third game. They battled back, a game they blew. It doesn't mean everything, no, but I think it means more than people are giving it credit for.
I agree with you 100%. Like, I think you know when you see it. Like, and it clearly is.
How the hell could you know when you see it?
Because we just saw a special season from the Eagles. And I think the Phillies have the same mentality. Now, I'm not around the Phillies as much or at all.
But as the Eagles?
Yeah, I think I see a lot of the same mentality in this Phillies team that I did in this past Eagles team.
Really?
This Eagles team,
from
to me.
From what standpoint?
So the Eagles team to me this past year, it was like business just like start to finish. It was, this is about winning the Super Bowl. That's all we're focused on. Like, they had fun and there were cool moments, but it was a business-like anger about the fact that they hadn't won a Super Bowl. I sense that from the Phillies this year. I sense it in their approach. I sense it in the getting rid of the daycare thing. I sense it in how they celebrate big wins. When I just watch them,
we wouldn't have said that about the Eagles in the first week or two of the season.
I disagree with that. Now,
we went through the first week or two of the season, and I was there, and no one said that.
Well, I think their mentality was that. It's just they weren't playing their best football.
No, my point is that no one was talking about, don't worry, the team is great. This is a Super Bowl team. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
I agree with you on that. You're okay. Right. Yeah, so, I'm saying the mentality of
No, my only point is that you can have a mentality early in the season. Bryce being a leader, we'll see how much of a leader he is in July.
Yeah.
We'll see if these same words are coming out when the team is going through a bad stretch. Is he stepping up and saying something then? Right? Like, I'm just saying, Bryce being the vocal leader, yeah. I love Bryce too. But it's easy to do that stuff at the beginning of a season coming out. We'll see when we get in the dog days of the summer and the team goes through a rough patch. Because last year when that happened, everybody, including the manager and every player, was, we don't need to make any hasty moves. These guys will figure it out. They're professionals. We don't do yelling and screaming around here. They'll figure it out. I mean, how we handled the adversity.
Right, and the Eagles did have adversity last year, and they handled it well. So we'll see how
you know how they handled it well.
They had a team meeting, and they all figured it out.
Oh, they held some guys accountable publicly.
That's what I'm saying, right.
Publicly.
Agreed. Yeah, so we'll see how the Eagles, we'll see how the Phillies handle their adversity. Okay. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying
before we start comparing them to the Eagles, they haven't done anything like the Eagles.
No, for sure, not yet. But I'm saying just watching them, they seem to have a business-like mentality that I don't think I've seen from them in past years. And the Eagles had a business-like mentality this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a difference to me. I mean, I remember we talked, I don't remember what point of the season was, but like they had a little bit of like a college-y vibe the past few years, like the way they sell it, right? And now I think
the Phillies.
I was even whining about how they were celebrating winning the National League East get home field.
I don't think we'll see any big celebrations from them until they win the World Series.
Yeah.
That's a prediction.
Yeah.
Well, if they win a playoff series.
None of that. It's baseball, Jack.
I don't think so. I think they will not. Maybe if they make the World Series.
Celebrating?
But I don't think we'll see this. I mean,
I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the celebrations they have
in the clubhouse.
Yeah, in the clubhouse where it seems like they already won the World Series.
I don't think you'll see that from them this year.
I said it last year. I thought it was meaningful that the Dodgers celebrated. They didn't celebrate like we celebrated when they won the division. And they went, and I think they won 7 of their last 8 games after that. And they clinched best record in the National League. And the playoffs went through the
Los Angeles.
Another
example of you being hard on the Phillies.
I was hard on the Phillies.
Yeah.
That drove me crazy from Corey saying that I had a different standard for the Phillies than I did for the
Eagles. I do think you have a different standard for the Sixers, but no.
We just never talk about the Sixers. I wish
should say Joel is a loser.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Yeah.
I said it. Yeah, and by the way, when he got called out, we don't need to do this. When he got called out by Maxey, I was very hard on him.
Yeah.
I've been hard on him about how he's handled the whole injury thing because he's blaming everybody but himself.
It also seems like now that we have a full year, like, look, he is hurt, and that is hard to deal with. It does seem a little bit like he wasn't completely bought in on
the
plan.
Yeah.
And so maybe the results would have been a little different if, you know, he was gung-ho on the plan.
100%.
Yeah.
He never gave it a chance to work.
Right. It felt like all along it was almost like, I know this isn't going to work.
Right. Right. Even though the doctors told him to do it, whatever, he didn't want to do
and
it.
In a twisted way, it actually gives me a little optimism for next year. Because if they're just going to do it his way now, maybe he'll be more bought in. You know, and like he'll play.
Joel, yeah.
I think his career's over. But I'm just saying, in terms of
he's still going to have to play on his knee's still going to swell up.
Yeah.
He's still not going to have the same mobility he wants to have. All of those things that he dealt with last year,
correct,
arthroscopic seat surgery or not, they're all there.
I agree. I just think if they're doing it his way, maybe he will act different about it as opposed to doing it someone else's.
Now that they said, go ahead, have your surgery.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that I think they're just like, do what you want to do, we'll try.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be a great year next year.
Already, huh?
Well, Cooper Flagg will be fun.
I might be an Ace Bailey guy.
No.
There he is.
Ace Bailey looks like Kevin Durant. He does. He's
what,
long. He's
physically
6'10".
Or yeah. Actual basketball wise.
Well, from the highlight tapes, he looks awesome. But he's like 6'10", long arms. I mean, Cooper.
Does it worry you that Rutgers with two top five picks went 15 and 17?
I'm not concerned about that. Cooper Flagg also did just have like one of the worst choke jobs and.
In the Final Four.
Yeah, where did
as
the final
a
game?
Freshman Look, who was 17 I, years old 3 months
I
ago.
I would probably take Cooper Flagg number one. I'm just
okay,
saying.
There we go.
I was Ace Bailey been
I'm
in college
Ace
5 years.
I think you'll love Ace when you watch his YouTube.
I've watched his YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I mean,
the dude looks like Durant.
Well, I haven't heard that.
You should watch him. I mean, just physically, he looks, he's like the same.
I do watch him. It's my home state school.
So you don't think he looks like Durant?
They both were black.
Both skinny.
Yeah, what do you got to say about that?
Tall, long arms. They have high release points.
That's what
points,
I'm saying. Like, I didn't know what you meant by
yeah,
look like.
I think they play similar, too. And I watch his highlights. It looks like watching Durant.
Yeah.
Again,
I don't see any of Durant.
Well, if you want, we can get out. I can break it down.
All right. Well, if I'm going to do the YouTube.
I know who doesn't play like Durant, Cooper Flagg.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Durant's kind of a loser.
Uh-oh.
All right. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean,
but he is one
is.
Of the best offensive players of all time.
Sure. And also a loser.
For sure.
Yeah. Maybe if I'm going to do YouTube Big Board for the NFL draft again, Jack. Yes.
Of course.
Should we have Elliot do it for the NBA?
On
draft?
A high note.
Oh, yeah. With Bonex.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler. Yeah. I was in on
it. Let me
see
you pick these quarterbacks out.
I still think Spencer Rattler can play.
No.
He wasn't in a good position down there.
I think if you put him on the Eagles, he would be good.
Yeah, well, you could put any quarterback on the Eagles.
I don't know if he'd be Super Bowl MVP.
Thank you. Well, maybe they would. All you need is two good games.
Nah,
all right. Thank you, Elliot.
For interceptions.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Elliot Schofarsch, you can get the Go Birds podcast every single day, Go Birds Daily, in your podcast feed.
Got my draft breakdowns now, too.
Yeah, we noticed. Yep.
Where are you leaning?
Elliot Kuiper Jr.
I'm a Malachi
Starks guy. Offensive defense. Are you going defense? Georgia?
Defense. Yeah, Malachi
Starks
is my guy.
What a thirsty pick.
Oh, we're going back to Georgia?
I also really like Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame.
I don't care.
Well,
Notre Dame.
Okay.
Notre Dame.
Well, theater guy over here telling him he can't do Notre Dame.
Well, being from the Midwest,
sure.
I think Notre Dame is from the Midwest.
That's a good point.
That's how we say it out
good
there.
Good point.
Say it again.
You got it.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, you said Notre Dame.
You said Notre Dame.
I was thinking of the cartoon.
Yeah, all right.
The cartoon guy.
Thank you, Elliot.
Fun times.
Love you, brother.
215-592-9494. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.